September 23, 1926. How one who must do universal goods, must make up for all. The three planes of the will of God. I was fusing all of myself in the holy divine will, with the piercing in my soul for not having seen my sweet Jesus. Oh! While trying to do my acts in his will, since I did not feel him together with me, I felt part of me being torn away, and I felt my little and poor existence being torn to shreds without Jesus. And I prayed that he would have pity on me and return soon to my poor soul. Then, after much hardship, he came back, but so very afflicted because of the human perfidy. It seemed that nations upon nations were brawling, to the point of preparing deposits of weapons in order to fight against each other, and preparing unexpected things to make battles arise. What madness, what human blindness! It seems they no longer have sight to see good, order, harmony. But they have sight only to see evil. This blindness makes them go out of their heads, and so they do crazy things. In seeing him so afflicted because of this, I said to him, "My love, leave this sadness. You will give them light, and they will not do it. And if my pains are needed, I am ready, as long as they all remain in peace." And Jesus, with dignity and severity, told me, "My daughter, I keep you for myself, in order to form in you my kingdom of the supreme fiat, not for them. I have made you suffer even too much to spare the world, but because of their perfidy, they do not deserve that I keep making you suffer for their sake." While saying this, he seemed to hold an iron stick in his hands, in the act of throwing it over the creatures. I was frightened, and I wanted to relieve Jesus from his affliction, so I said to him, "Jesus, my life, for now let us occupy ourselves with your kingdom, so that you may be cheered. I know that giving you field to let you speak about it is your joy and your feast. Therefore, let your acts flow together with mine, so that, with the light of your will, more than a sun, they may invest all creatures, and I may constitute myself act, thought for each thought. I will enclose everything. I will take all of their acts as though in my power, to do everything that they do not do for you. In this way, you will find everything in me, and your affliction will depart from your heart." And Jesus, consenting to my yearnings, went around together with me, and then told me, "My daughter, what power my will contains. It penetrates everywhere as light. It expands, it gives itself to each act, it multiplies itself to infinity. But while it does many things and multiplies in each thing, it remains always one, as it is, keeping all of its acts, without losing even one of them. See, my daughter, the first plane done in my will in the name of all creatures and for all of them, was done by the Sovereign Queen. And she obtained for all creatures the highest good of making the longed-for Redeemer descend upon earth. One who acts for all, and in the name of all, and makes up for all deserves universal goods that can serve all. The second plane done in my supreme will was done by my humanity. I embraced everyone and everything, as if all were one. I satisfied for all, I left not even one act of creature without constituting my act in it, in such a way that the glory, the love, the adoration to my celestial Father might be complete for each act of creature. This impetrated the fruit of my coming upon earth, it gained salvation and sanctity for all. And if many do not take it, it is their fault, not the fault of the giver. Therefore, my life impetrated universal goods for all. I opened the gates of heaven for all. The third plane will be done by you. This is why, in everything you do, I make you act for all, embrace all, make up in the name of each one of their acts. Your plane must be equal to mine. It must be unified to that of the celestial empress. And this will serve to impetrate the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Nothing must escape one who must do a universal good, so as to bind to all creatures the good she wants to do. In order to make up for all, the acts done in my will form double chains, but chains of light, which are the strongest, the longest, not subject to break. No one can have the ability to break a chain of light. It is more than a solar ray, which no one can shatter, and even less bar its way, preventing the ray, with its length and width, from reaching the place it wants. These chains of light bind God to give universal goods, and the creature to receive them.